Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting second. The left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Houser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Wagner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Smith pinch runs for Bob Chance. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Bob Hefner now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hefner moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hefner moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second, with Hauser covering, and Hefner is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tillman and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Hauser scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo, who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Don McMahon now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Arnold Early. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Bressuit moves to second. Roman Mejias pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.